from 2 Tango Mobile.
What'd you have for lunch in 0TR?
A couple of chicken strips with some honey mustard sauce, dipping sauce to go with them.
I haven't had chicken strips in a long time. The way this configuration of traffic is up here for Chick-fil-A, it's across from Lowe's up there. But there is one of those places you went into a little bit more further to the east. I didn't know they had stuff like that.
Chicken strips, they got fish, they got hamburgers, of course, and, you know, and of course they got ice cream and things like that, or what they make is not, it's a soft serve that they've got and all, so. But, yeah, their chicken strips, they're not real, real thick. They're thin and they're, you know, they're nicely cooked, fried, or baked, or whatever. I'm not sure what they do. And they were good, and just enough of a meal to hold me over till later on tonight when I get back home and actually have supper.
Rusty, now you headed straight over to the concert now, or where are you going to meet up with that guy?
No, I'm going to meet him down here at Duncan. I've got to meet him at the place where we rehearse, because that's where our risers are and everything. We store all of our equipment there, so they give us a room to store all of our stuff in, so that's what we got. I got a Chevrolet Trailblazer going down the road here in front of me, Tom, and there's this nice dog with his head out the window just looking around, and in the road, lying next to me is a pickup truck that the back end is sitting down so far that if he hit a high bump, I think he'd lose his spare tire underneath the bottom.
Well, I don't mind them when they have a dog in their heads looking out the window, as long as it's not in the driver's lap. I think that ought to be a ticketed offense.
Next seat, it was on the looking out the passenger went inside of the thing. It's not in the front seat and all. It's not a small dog. It's a little bit bigger dog and everything. So, Duncan Fire Department's over here at Waffle House eating lunch today. It looks like they have two of their trucks sitting over here behind the Waffle House.
This is Andrew OTR. Yeah, they got good grub, and it's always good. It's been my experience with Waffle House. Like everything else, it got higher and higher. Well, I didn't work very many in the 160-meter contest last night. I got distracted and was doing other things. I did work one in Utah and one in California that he didn't use Logbook of the World, of course. And I was trying to get some of those ones that you showed me how to figure out. But I only wound up getting like two or three of them, I think. Somebody had gotten Hawaii on there. That'd be a good one. Or Alaska. That'd probably be the two hardest ones. But I didn't see much activity that was very far off other than the United States.
Okay, now, let's see. I worked 20 meter sideband yesterday afternoon on a net and worked a couple stations there. And then I worked a 20 meter, I worked the Ready net. I didn't work the PSK net. I worked the Ready net. That was late yesterday afternoon, about 4 o'clock. And I picked up a couple of more contacts there and everything already. So, and everything. And then I just turned my radios off last night. I didn't even get on the radio last night. And even forgot to go back in the room. I was watching Christmas movies on TV, and I forgot to go back in the room and check into the 2-meter net last night.
And then finally, I saw the bar graph going back and forth on the 2-meter radio, and I turned it on about 8:30, but I was trying to pick up some very faint stations on 160. And like I said, I could hear north and south. Well, there was a couple of Mexico stations on there, and then I worked one guy in Ontario. and there were quite a few VE3s and VA3s and such up that way, which were easy. But the hard ones were like Utah and California. It just didn't seem, you know, usually that time of evening the band goes off to the west, but it didn't last night very much. So I was disappointed in that, and I tried out my new vertical 160 antenna. It works, but there just wasn't... The whole band scope, Rusty, was just saturated with contacts, and you could go from one to one to one right across. But what's the purpose if you don't need them, you know? Other than if you was really working the contest, I could see that, but I wasn't. But there was a zillion 160 contacts on there last night.
Hey, Tom, that's all right. I'll have to catch up to you later. I've got a phone call now, and it's one of the people that's meeting me over here to work today, so I'll catch you later. Hang on.
Go ahead and take it. This is N0TR clear.
Well, you too, T clear.
TR K4VAS.
Yes, N0TR. I was just getting ready to get up and head outside to the chickens. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been a while since I got on the air. I just happened to catch you and Rusty. What's your name again?
Oh, Wayne, I remember you.
It's been a long, long time for me, that's for sure. How you doing?
Older, Wayne, but doing all right. We got some chickens, and the wife was kind of waiting on me here to go out and visit with the girls, and... I don't think we need to do much with them today, but it's a fine day materializing out there, Wayne. It's supposed to, well, it's already up to 70 here on my little weather station.
Well, I'll let you go and get to your chores there. I just wanted to say hello and see if I'll be clear. Kilo 4, Victor Alpha Sierra.
And you have a great day. K4BAS and 0TR 73. VAS and 0TR, are you still there, Wayne?
4VAS, go ahead.
Oh, I was just over here on QRZ to see what was on, and I wanted to say you got a beautiful rig there and a really nice setup. I was showing the wife, what kind of radio is that? It looks like it's dual receive. I thought maybe FT-101 might pop or something like that.
No longer have any HF gear. I sold it back to Mike, W5MFC, who I bought it from originally. It used to be Tony's. I forget his last name, and Carl, who passed away a few years ago. I'm not on HF anymore at all.
What brand of radio was that, Yesu?
FT-1000. A good radio. A lot of success with it. It's a nice, powerful rig, good sounding rig, too.
Yeah, it looks like it has its own power supply and everything. Expensive. Anyways, I'll let you go, Wayne. Thanks for coming back to me there. I just wanted to compliment you on that. K4VAS and 0TR.
You have a great day, and don't let any of those roosters get you. K4VAS, I'll be clear.
We don't have any roosters. These are all girls. I had a couple of roosters once, but they went away because they kept waking me up about 5 o'clock in the morning. Have a good day, Wayne. K4VAS and 0TR 73.
How did they taste?
I was a kid, and the wife was on the farm and that. They would have been pretty good, but... We just couldn't do that. They're more like pets with us now, I guess you'd say. They're not pets, but I took them up and traded them in for hens back up at the chicken man.
Just wondered. You have a great day. K4VA is clear.
See you later in 0TR.
TR in 4WHM.
How you doing this morning? Long time no here.
Over here in Anderson, running a few errands. trying to get a little Christmas shopping done.
Well, with two grandsons down here, I've got too much Christmas shopping done.
What you have? How are you and Bernice doing?
She's over there. I think she's about to go to sleep. Oh, we just finished up brunch there a little while ago, Bill. Excuse me. And I was just sipping a cup of coffee and an oatmeal cookie she made. And, oh, visiting a little bit. And then we're getting ready to go out and visit with the girls out back.
Good thing. Go check on those chickies. Make sure they're all happy. And, who knows? They might even lay you a few eggs.
Bernice?
They're not doing that.
No. I feel like sending them to Glock Heaven. that'd be self-defeating, though. We do have six new ones. They're called ISA Browns. I-S-A. Brown. And they're supposed to be good layers, but they're not quite there. They're getting pretty close to where they'll start laying. But the other ones have been molting, Bill, and they're just not doing anything right now. But you know, the neighbors aren't either. And I talked to an old boy down in Simpsonville here the other day, and his were the same way. They just, when it got colder, they just quit.
I guess they've put a stop to it for the season then. They must be ready to go on vacation. But they'll start back soon, I'm sure.
The operation is that when they go molting in the wintertime, the food goes to recreating new feathers instead of laying eggs. And there's feathers all over the pen we have to keep cleaned out. So I think that's the situation, because my neighbor Tim bought some last year. And his were laying six eggs a day, and now he's lucky if he gets one, and so are we. But what are you guys up to, and have you done any radioing lately?
Same old, same old. Go to work, come home, play around a little bit. But I guess we've, in Athens, Georgia Radio Club, I'm the president-elect, take over in January. We had our Christmas luncheon yesterday and had a going out of office party for our current president. He's been president for 4 years, so I hope I don't have to keep it 4 years, but I'm looking forward to doing that. And started up a Aries group in Hart County, working with that. So staying pretty active with the radio. There's always something going on.
10-0-TR. Well, Bill, I haven't heard much from Chad lately. He's planning a wedding for one of his daughters. He's been a very busy man, and so he abstained from doing the nets. Got him missing, and Anna. And he's very busy up there on that repeater that he's president of now, that T-Bark repeater. And I can't reach it effectively unless I'm mobile. But we're going to break down and go up there one of these days, because he only lives about 6 miles away. But miss him dearly, I'll tell you. And Gary talked to him a little bit the other day. I talked to Chris. I'll call him before the net of an evening every now and then. I don't want to get on there every night because I don't want everybody to have to put up with us. But I enjoy talking to Chris up there. But I did work some 160 CW last night, the night before they had a contest. But all it was mainly Canada and the U.S., and I don't do it for me as far as the contest goes. I just throw out a few to let guys make the contacts, you know.
Talk to Chad in a while. I need to send him a text message. It's hard for me to get catch him on the radio. And but yeah, he's planning a wedding. He's busy, that's for sure. And well, that's good about the 160 meter contacts. The I got a bug to go play POTA, Parts on the Air. I've been doing that a good bit, and enjoy that. I don't particularly, like I said, I don't care about all the awards and things like that. I just do it to have fun.
By the time you do that, send me a text, and I'll go down and fire up the radio and work. I work Parks on the Air now. Day before yesterday, I worked the National Weather Service ones that were on the air. I was trying to think what they called that. There was a special day for them anyways, and so I worked several of the NWS stations. And then I've worked Youth on the Air is on right now also for this month. And I'll go over there and work them, even though it's on sideband. I'll do a little sideband, but I prefer CW, of course. But I've worked several of them, and some of them's even international. I noticed last night, YOTAs, and then I've worked VOTA station some, but Parks on the Air are usually running QRP, and I'll always try to pick them up. Ironically, an old Air Force buddy of mine up in Kansas that I hadn't heard from in probably 20 years, and I worked him the other night. He was out in a park up there in Kansas, and I just loved old Tom, NTUHC, and he works those parks on the air. Him and his wife go camping, you know.
WHM. Yeah, that's always fun to meet up with somebody you hadn't seen in years. In this case, I'd call it years and years and years at 20. So, but yeah, I enjoy the hunting and the activation. The bunch of us, we get together and try to meet up and activate a park and just have a good time. So. Well, I need to go rescue John out of the money, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73, Tom. I just heard you in here and wanted to say hello and wish you and Bernice a Merry Christmas. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving and enjoy the holiday season, and we'll catch you down the line. And next time I do a POTA activation, I'll text you and let you know where I'm at. M4WHM, N0TR, back to you.
That would be great, Bill. I really appreciate that. Dillard's is all right. I've only been in a couple of them in my life. If things are on sale. Otherwise, they can be a little bit high dollar, but it's like Kohl's. If things are on sale, it's worth it. Have a good day, Bill. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and the pleasure's all mine. Always love to hear from you. In 4WHM, in 0TR clip.